The former state auditor and heir to the department store fortune makes no apologies for the fact that he's been largely financing his campaign with his personal wealth.
I'm unusually fortunate, and there's no question that I can finance most of this myself. It also allows me to be free and independent of any of these special interests. I don't owe anybody a nickel.
Dayton says more than 80% of the nearly $3 million he spent since July 1st has paid for his ad campaign. He's been spending as much as $300,000 a week on radio and television spots, focusing on health care, prescription drugs, Social Security, and education. The only other Democrat with the personal resources to match Dayton's spending is attorney Mike Cerisi, who spent $1.6 million since July 1st and raised $1.7 million, all but $200,000, from his own money. But Cerisi says he has a broader base of supporters than Dayton.
Mark is not doing the grassroots that I'm doing. I have a tremendous grassroots organization, and I'm probably doing more grassroots than any other candidate with the exception of Jerry. Okay, we've been out all over. So we're running just grassroots, and we are running ads.
Cerisi didn't run ads last month when Dayton was the only candidate with a big television presence. His campaign says he'll run ads focusing on privacy protection, Social Security, and health care in the final 2.5 weeks before the primary. Cerisi has $1.8 million in his campaign bank account, and his campaign manager says he'll use all of it if necessary to compete with Dayton. His campaign says it's unlikely Cerisi will put any more of his personal wealth into the race before the primary. Trailing Dayton and Cerisi in the money chase are businesswoman Rebecca Yanish and State Senator Jerry Janicic, the DFL's endorsed candidate. Yanish is no fundraising slouch. She raised $736,000 since July 1st, including a $400,000 loan from herself. But Yanish says she can't compete financially with the big spenders.
It's certainly discouraging because I have nowhere near the personal wealth of a Mike Cerisi or Mark Dayton. So, yes, it's challenging not to be able to match dollar for dollar what they're investing in television all summer long. But the more important thing is when you look at the impact we had when our message went out in early June, our poll numbers jumped significantly after only a week of advertising.
Yanish is back on the air this week with a new television ad and has about $200,000 left for the rest of the primary campaign. Last in the fundraising hunt is Janicic, who has tried to distinguish himself as the only non-millionaire in the race. The Chisholm bar owner raised $132,000 since July 1st and has about $50,000 left. Janicic sometimes seems tired of talking about how he lags behind the other campaigns financially, but he says he's not discouraged. He says the other candidates' money hasn't given them huge leads in the polls.
I would be a little concerned if I had spent that much money and I wasn't way ahead. All right? And they're not. I'm going to win this thing. I think people are sick of that. They're just sick of money. And it's not that we don't want rich people to run. Rich people should be able to run, but so should we.
The candidate all of the Democrats hope to take on after the September primary, Republican Senator Rod Grams, didn't release his latest fundraising total. He's waiting until the August 31st deadline. During the last reporting period that ended in June, Grams raised more than $870,000 and had about $1 million in his campaign account. Depending on who wins the primary, the general election campaign could be one that tops the charts for campaign spending in Minnesota. At the Capitol, I'm Laura McCullum, Minnesota Public Radio.